Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome to the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry once again with us. Lindsay, before we get going today, I just want to put a quick disclaimer on this podcast. We actually renovating at the moment, so there's a couple of guys on my roof. My geyser is leaking, and by geyser, I'm talking about my hot water system. For the international listeners, my geyser is not my dad. It's a hot water system is leaking, so I've got water running through my ceiling just to my right as I sit here. So it could be an interesting podcast. If you hear a big noise, it's one of the builders falling through the ceiling. So, Lindsay Perry, let's get straight into today's question, and it comes from Cecilia Kosk, I think it is. She says she finished Comrades last year comfortably in a time of 11:33. She probably could have done better, but had an issue with missing her second along the route. Regardless, there were no injuries or major stresses in training during the race. Since then, she's moved to New Zealand and is still hoping to come back to South Africa for the 2015 Comrades. There's a new policy that you have to qualify a marathon between Comrades. Your Comrades time doesn't count as your qualify anymore. It means she has to run a marathon in New Zealand. There aren't too many to choose from, but she's looking at doing one called the Bailey's Mountain to surf. The only problem is it's a net downhill marathon, 460 meters descending in total, only two nasty short hills at the end. Researching the race indicates the majority of people clock PBs on the route because of that gradient. Considering that Comrades 2015 is an uprun, will running a predominantly downhill marathon of this nature 12 weeks before race day affect her training and legs drastically to the point where it might affect her Comrades, or should she rather give that one a miss and find a flatter or uphill marathon to use as her qualifier?
So look, from a pure prediction on how you're going to do on race day, the downhill marathon is probably not ideal, but it's fine to use as a qualifier. It's also 12 weeks out. So we do know that even though the times are faster on a downhill marathon, you will be in more discomfort and you will do more damage to your legs afterwards. But because it's 12 weeks out, that is not a major problem. If you just make sure that you recover properly, so take a week off running and then build your running up over the next week, then you can get into 6 to 7 weeks of really good training for Comrades again. It shouldn't compromise the race itself. It just means that you need to add possibly 8 to 15 minutes, depending on how much quicker the race actually is normally. You'll add 8 to 15 minutes onto your time when you do your prediction for your Comrades finish.
Brilliant. Cecilia, I hope that helps you. Good luck with your prep in New Zealand. We look forward to welcoming you back to Comrades in 2015. We're back again tomorrow. Good thing the boulders didn't fall through the ceiling, but who knows? Could happen tomorrow. Lindsay, thank you very much for your time. Until then, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.